Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show on today. We have a major subject matter we'd like to talk about today, but I'm going to read what was posted. What is domestic violence? What is domestic abuse? First, we have questions to ask you, so please be ready to write what sounds familiar to you. On this day with Dr. Louisa, we want to talk about the abuser, if the abuser is listening, and also the person that's being abused. We want to read some questions or some statements and see if you find yourself in these situations. This is how you know whether or not you are being abused. And just for the record, to know with certainty what goes on behind closed doors. But there are some telltale signs of abuse and violence. If you witness these warning signs of abuse in a friend, a family member, or a coworker, take them seriously. So on today, March the 15th, we're going to go forward and ask some questions, state some statements. And if you find that this applies to you, you need to write it down. Write down yes and write down no. Anxious or afraid to please your partner? You're going to go along with everything that your partner says or does? Do you check in often with your partner to report where they are and what they're doing? Do you receive frequent harassing phone calls from the partner? Do you talk about partner's temper, jealousy? Hopefully I'm not going too fast. Do you have frequent injuries or excuses of accidents? Do you frequently miss work, school, or social occasions without explanation? Do you dress in clothing that are designed to hide bruises or scars, such as wearing long sleeves in the summertime or sunglasses when you're indoors? Do you seem to be restricted from seeing family and friends? Do you really go out in public without your partner? Do you have limited access to credit cards, money, or the car? And I'd like to say frequently we're going to give the national hotline number. That number is 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. For the hearing impaired, that number is 800-787-3224. That's 800-787-3224. Back to the questions or statements. Do you have very low self-esteem, even if you used to be confident? Do you show major personality changes? You once were outgoing and now you're withdrawn. You're depressed, anxious, or suicidal. You are to speak up if you suspect someone is going through abuse. Don't tell yourself that it's none of your business. You might be wrong, or that person might not want to talk about it. Keep in mind that expressing your concern will let the person know that you care and may even save their life. Talk to the person in private and let them know that you are concerned. Here's what you do. You do act if something is wrong. You express your concern. You listen and you validate. You offer to help and you support their decision. You don't wait for the person to come to you, blame the person, or judge them. You don't pressure them to act. You give advice. And you place conditions on your support. And by all means, give them the phone number to call the National Abuse Hotline number. Sometimes, are you fearful of your partner? A large percentage of the time, we're back to questions. Are you fearful of your partner? A large percentage of the time. Do you avoid certain topics or spend a lot of time figuring out how to talk about certain topics that you do not arouse your partner's negative reactions or anger? Moving on today is the abuser, if the abuser is on the line, if the person is being abused, so that you may get an idea of what's going on and to realize that it is not normal. Have you lost the love and respect that you once had for your partner? Do you ever feel that you can't do anything right for your partner? Do you ever feel so badly about yourself, so hurt? As I'm reading these questions and repeating these statements, I see so much of what I went through. Do you sometimes wonder if you are the one who is crazy? That maybe you are overreacting to your partner's behavior? Do you sometimes fantasize about ways, partner, to get them out of your life? Are you afraid that your partner may try to kill you? Now remember, this can be a male or a female. Male and females are abusers. Males and females go out for power and control over someone else. Are you afraid that your partner will try to take your children away from you? There is nowhere to turn for help. Are you sometimes feeling emotionally numb? Were you abused as a child? Or did you grow up with domestic violence in your household? Does domestic violence seem normal to you? Remember, you are supposed to be responding yes or no to these questions. You may not have time to write down the questions, but you will certainly have enough time to write down yes or no. Here is another. Does your partner have low self-esteem? Do they appear to feel powerless, ineffective, or inadequate in the world, although they are outwardly successful? Does your partner externalize the causes of their behavior? Do they blame their violence on stress, alcohol, or a bad day? Is your partner unpredictable? Is your partner pleasant between bouts of violence? Does your partner have a bad temper? Has your partner ever threatened to hurt you or kill you? Has your partner ever physically hurt you? And before I forget and we run out of time, I want to say there are 7 warning signs if someone is a victim of domestic violence or abuse. They seem constantly worried about angering their partner. They make excuses for their partner's behavior. And yes, you can write yes or no for these. And the partner is extremely jealous, blames others for problems, being disrespectful or cruel to others, use of force during sex, breaking out or striking objects. Frequently yelling. Making threats. This is the abuser doing this. Starting fights over little things. Ridiculing or shaming you. Making you feel unsafe. Blaming you for arguments. Name calling. Causing your self-confidence to be drastically decreased. Acting punitively when you're alone and avoiding it when others are around. Guilt tripping you and victimizing themselves. We may have to continue this next week because it's only a minute and something left. And I just want to share briefly. After being married in 1988, it was not until 1994 that I began to really know something was wrong. And I met a coworker and within 2 weeks started talking to the coworker about things that were just on my mind, just needed someone to talk to. And it's somewhere later on in some of the previous episodes where I talked about this, it wasn't until 4 years later that the person told me I was right in everything what I said. They just did not know how to answer me. So if you answered yes to any of these questions, there's no doubt in your mind that you are in an abusive relationship. And you need to contact the national hotline just to have someone to talk to or talk to a friend. This has been Dr. Louisa on today, trying to share important and relevant information about being abused and recognizing that you are in an abusive relationship. There is no age limit. There is no race factor. An abuser is abuser. Have a great day. (Clears throat)